So today I'm going to talk about God's goodness. And that's why I started the service by saying God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. There's a reason why some churches do that every Sunday. That's because we need to be reminded that God is good. Because somehow, sometimes we judge God's goodness by what is happening in our lives or what is not happening. We reduce God to our life, to our life circumstances. And so we need to be reminded that God is good all the time. And all the time that God is good. So I read a psalm yesterday, Psalm 73. You can turn in your Bible. I was like, wow, I never seen this psalm that way. It sounds like me complaining sometimes. Do you ever complain to God? No? Oh, sometimes I just get in a place where I'm like, God, I don't see your goodness in my life. I see your goodness in everybody else's life. What is wrong with you? Did you forget me? How come your promises are not true in my life? Why are you blessing other people? Don't you love me? Show your goodness to me. Come on, it's my turn. Oh, I know. I need a lot of prayer. Pray for me, guys. Sometimes I just have trouble seeing God's goodness around me and even in other people's lives. This week, I was just telling Jay, like, this friend of mine has gone through so much, and I was like, I just can't tell her that God is good anymore. I'd be lying, because I don't really believe it. It's like I've been trying to tell her that God is good, and yet she's not seeing everything that I've been telling her coming to pass in her life. She's like, yeah, those are just words. Works for you, not working for me. And I'm like, I know it's true. I just don't know why it's taking so long for God to just show goodness to you. It's frustrating sometimes. We don't understand God's ways. His ways are so much higher than ours. His thoughts so much, it's like it's so out there, and we're just here, our little life here on earth. And he sees the grand scheme of things. He sees the big picture. He sees the beginning and the end. We're stuck here in time and just in our own little life, our own little circumstances, and we're trying to understand what all those things in our lives and in other people's lives and even what's happening in the world, we try to understand, oh, God, where are you in all this? Have you or someone in your life ever asked you, if God is good, then why is there so much suffering in the world? Have you ever asked that question? I know I have, and a lot of people have asked me that question as well. It's a hard question to answer. You know, we can go into all the, well, there's free will, and really it's us that's causing all this suffering. We're hurting each other. But sometimes it's just hard to understand, why is God letting it happen? He's all powerful. We believe that. He's love. He is love. How can he let all this stuff happen? It's hard to understand, but we'll look into this. So let's read Psalm 73 together. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone, for I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like other people. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. I know. New Living Translation. They scoff and speak only evil in their pride. They seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. What does God know, they ask? Does the Most High even know what's happening? Look at these wicked people enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. So it's the whole syndrome of the grass is greener on the other side, and why does God bless wicked people? It sounds a little bit like Job, actually. And he says, did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper. But what a difficult task it is. Then I went into your sanctuary, O God. And finally, I understood the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. Then I realized that my heart was bitter, and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, oh, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone of the wonderful things you do. So he's looking at how blessed other people are, how good things are working for them. They're healthy, they have riches, nothing bad seems to happen to them. But then he has a revelation of the end for them. And I know, we have to keep eternity in mind. When we think of God's goodness, that's how God revealed his goodness to us, that he sent his only begotten Son that we may have life, eternal life. And if you read the Gospels, and especially everything that Paul wrote, it's all about looking towards the finish line. Yes, we might have trials and tribulation on this earth, but that's not what it's about. This is not how God's goodness is manifest. God's goodness has been made manifest through Jesus Christ and through Holy Spirit, who's here on earth with us to go through all those things. That's his gift. That's his goodness to us. How can we say God is not good because you're lacking something, because you think you need a second car? Well, God didn't show his goodness to me. How can we reduce him to that, right? Oh, how can we say, I haven't been healed yet. God is not good. We reduce him to things that he can do for us. But God is good. He is good. That's his being. He is good. He is goodness. He is love. So no matter what our circumstances are this morning, I pray that we walk out of here with a fresh hope and a fresh outlook on life as we get a deeper revelation in our hearts that God is good all the time. See, if there's a space in your heart that really is doubting God's goodness, you're really going to struggle, and you're going to struggle with depression. I've been there. You know, when you get to that place where you're like, oh, God must not love me, you know, all this stuff is happening in my life, or all this stuff that he promised, all the stuff I see in the Word, and just things that God is supposed to do in my life, he's not doing. Surely he's not as good as we say he is. You might not put that into words, but you might think it, or just the attitude of your heart is really acting like you don't really believe that God is good. And it's not a good place to be. But it's so freeing when your heart is brought back to that place where you just know that God is good and your circumstances haven't changed. It's not because you got a check in the mail. It's not because you know, God healed a relationship that is really breaking your heart. This is not how our hearts is changed. It's like he says here, he went to God's sanctuary, so he entered God's presence. Oh, and then he had the revelation. So sometimes we just need to get in God's presence. We just need to worship him and get our hearts back in line with the truth that God is good. I just sat there yesterday on my couch, and I just put some worship music on, and I started singing, and all of a sudden my heart changed. Things didn't change in my life. You know, God didn't show his goodness to me in a materialistic way, or in changing something about my circumstances. But all of a sudden, I just was so filled with that truth that God is good. And I was so filled with joy. And that's how I want us to be this morning when we walk out of here. The best is yet to come. Did you know that? The best is yet to come. And my heart is really that we would be filled with hope for each of our lives this morning, that the best is yet to come for you. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, because God is good. God's promises are yes and amen for your life. And God's goodness goes so much beyond wealth. So much beyond things going good in our lives. His ear is not deaf to our need. Neither is his arm too short to save. That's in Isaiah 59:1. He hears every cry. He hears every, even the thoughts sometimes that we're like, oh, I wish things were different. I wish, you know, this in my life would change. He hears those even when we don't put them into words. He hears them. But sometimes between, the gap between our need and God's provision, and I'm not just talking about finances here when I talk about God's provision. I'm just talking about God fulfilling that need, whatever it is. So the gap sometimes between that need and God fulfilling can seem like a really big ocean. It can seem like, you know, Canada and France, like there's a big gap here, God. And I really don't see how this is going to happen. And sometimes we can stumble into the cliff of despair. Like, you just give up. You just give up on believing that God is good, that God will do what he says. But trusting in him and his goodness and his love is what keeps us from falling over the edge. Many times I've doubted God's goodness in my life or in other people's lives when I was just broken, so broken over their circumstances. And I'm like, God, can you just show yourself? Can you just give these people a break? Like, why do they have to have all the hard stuff happening to them? Like, aren't you good to them too? Or in my life, like, okay, God, I've done everything I can to prove you that I love you, that I've given all my life to you, and why are things so difficult? Sometimes the gap in between that cry and believing that this will happen seems really big. But faith is what will carry you through, trusting in His goodness. Are you with me? Do you ever doubt that God is good? Ever? Yeah? How do we know we can trust Him? How do we know He's good? Like, we make that statement all the time, but how do we know God is good? We have a tendency to think that God's goodness being revealed in our life is God making life pleasant for us. So when things go well for us, we're like, God is good all the time. No problem there. But when things don't go so good, we question His goodness and even His existence. That's what's happening to my friend right now. Because so many bad things have happened to her, and she's like, surely God can't be real. Our current happiness is not the standard by which to judge God's goodness. It can't be. You'll fall over the edge. The only way to know that God is good, to know His goodness, is to know Him, to have a personal relationship with Him. And actually, that's how He shows His goodness. That's how He reveals His goodness to us on the earth, is that, like I said earlier, He gave Himself to have a personal relationship with us through the Holy Spirit. That's how He shows His goodness. It's not about things that happen in our lives. It's about salvation. Sometimes when I get in that place where I'm starting to get depressed about life, I'm like, oh God, where are you? The best thing is to always go back to my salvation. And all of a sudden I get filled with joy. Like, yes, God, you are good. Where would I be without you? You only have the words of life. Where can I go? You are good. You have been good to me. You rescued me from the pit of hell. That's goodness. And the other thing is, when we really know Him and know that He is good, we start seeing Him showing His goodness even in the midst of tragedies and bad things that happen around us and in our lives. We start seeing even a purpose in it. You know how Paul says, I rejoice in these trials and tribulations because they produce endurance, and he's always seeing the purpose of the hardships in his life. But that's because he has the revelation. He knows that God loves him, that God is good, and that everything, through everything, he will work things out. That He will never leave us. Nothing can separate us from God's love. He'll never put us through more than what we can bear. Each of us have watched, I'm sure, either a loved one die, been the victim of a crime, lived among the poverty-stricken, or witnessed extreme poverty, even Even in our city, like when we go to followers mission, or in some way we've been confronted with the reality of suffering. And human history sometimes can be like a chronicle of suffering and despair. And if you watch the news, it's like, oh my goodness, this happened in Japan, and then another earthquake somewhere else, and all these people dying, and all these people without homes, and these orphans lost their parents, and this tragedy, and it's like one after the other after the other. And it's like in Job, he says, why is light given to those in misery and life to the bitter of the soul, to those who long for death that does not come, who search for it more than for hidden treasure? For sighing comes to me instead of food. My groans pour out like water. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. You know, sometimes maybe we felt like that, or other people in our lives have felt like that. And we're like, why is there so much suffering? What's the purpose of pain? If God is good, why there's so much suffering? God is good. God is good. And if we get to that place where we understand in our spirits and in our hearts that God is good, we will even see his goodness in these tragedies. We'll start hearing the testimonies of those who've been rescued. We start seeing the good in the midst of bad things happening. I love Psalm 23. Verse 6 says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all of my days, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh God, give us a revelation of your goodness. God, I pray right now that to all of us here right now, in our struggles to believe in your goodness, God, that you would come, Holy Spirit, and reveal the truth to our hearts. Spirit of revelation, come. As we realize how good you are, how good you have been, and how good your plans for us are, that we would be filled with joy, God. So, I'm going to read a scripture right now, and Gwen's going to come up, and we're going to have some more worship, and we're going to take communion, because I thought today it would be really good to do communion after I speak on God's goodness, because this is how he shows his goodness to us. He gave himself, and he gives himself every day for each one of us. He's always with us. So if you want to turn to in your Bibles to Romans 5, I'm going to read the first 11 verses. So I'm reading again from the New Living Translation. And it says, faith brings joy. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to share God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, For we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we've been made right with God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God has been restored by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now, we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because of our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Jesus, we just want to lay down everything at Your feet this morning, all our disappointments, all our anger that we might have had towards You, God, because we felt You haven't shown us goodness, because we felt like you've left us, You've forgotten about us, You forgot to show Your goodness to us. We leave all those feelings at the foot of the cross this morning. And God, forgive us for the times where we've complained and grumbled at You. And where we let that lie come into our hearts that maybe You're not good. Or maybe You forgot about us. Maybe You don't care. Forgive us, God, for believing those lies, for even giving them a thought. And God, we declare that You are good this morning. You are good. You are good. You are good in our lives. You are good all the time. And we choose to believe it this morning, even though we might not feel it. We choose to believe, God. And I pray for everyone here that is going through a hard time where it's really hard to believe that God is good. I pray for a special touch for Your precious sons and daughters this morning that are struggling, God. Would You bring that revelation so much deeper in their hearts and their spirit, God, of Your deep, deep love. How perfect and good You are. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, we want to be thankful this morning for You. Yes, we're thankful for what You give us and what You do in our lives, but God, this morning we want to go beyond that and thank You for You. Thank You that You are our God. Thank You that You gave Your only Son to die for us, to have a personal relationship with You. Thank You that You came towards us. And this morning, You're stretching out Your hand to us once again. And we take it, Lord. And we thank You, Holy Spirit, for leading us into all truth. And this morning, we pray, Holy Spirit, that You would be on a special assignment to dislodge any lies in our hearts about God, and especially about His character and His goodness. Fill us with truth as we take communion this morning, God. We pray it would be even a special experience, that we would experience you in a fresh new way. That as we take communion, we would get a fresh infilling of you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So let's gather in small groups. Send one of them to the back and take the communion elements. And make sure you have a personal time to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus this morning, and then you can pray for each other. And we'll come back in a celebration in worship in God, of God's goodness.
Great is Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. As we partake in the ultimate symbol of your goodwill and your goodness toward us. Thank you, Lord, that it enables us to have that same goodwill and goodness toward one another. Even as you're laying hands on one another and blessing one another. Okay, keep coming, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We just want to release God. We just want to praise the Lord, worship God, have fellowship in spirit and in truth. As Jesus once said, one day they will neither worship God on this mountain nor in this temple, but anywhere where two or more are gathered in my name. I will be among them, and they will worship me in spirit and in truth. Ha. So let's together and worship God, praise God. Bless God. Even as we bless each other. Bless you, Midtown. Have an awesome week.
Greatest day in history, and death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Happy day, you wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day.